Welcome to Building Bridges, your community and labor report in exile, produced by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash. Today we present excerpts from The Charleston Five Comes to Harlem, an event recently sponsored by the Black Radical Congress, the New York City Charleston Five Defense Committee, and New York City Jobs with Justice. The Charleston Five are South Carolina unionists who were framed on rioting charges while peacefully picketing to protest the use of scab labor at the Charleston port. The event featured Charleston local 1422 Longshore president Ken Riley, along with Carol Pittman for New York City Jobs with Justice, Marty Goodman for the New York City Charleston 5 Defense Committee and TWU Local 100, Amiri Baraka, Bill Fletcher for the Black Radical Congress, Amina Baraka, and Shirley Mitchell for the United New York chapter of the Black Radical Congress and Local 371 DC 37 AFSCME. And now to introduce the program from the Black Radical Congress and Professional Staff Congress AFT at CUNY, Leith Smallings.
On behalf of the United New York chapter of the Black Radical Congress, I'd like to thank all of you for coming out tonight in these times of enormous turmoil. And it's not surprising that the media did not highlight the deaths of more than 1,000 trade unionists and hundreds of undocumented workers who lost their lives at the World Trade Center. As we mourn their loss and struggle against terrorism, war, and the militarization of our society, we must not forget the ongoing struggle for social justice. I'm Leith Mullings, and I will be your chair for the evening. I teach at the City University of New York, and I'm an active member of the United New York chapter of the Black Radical Congress. But tonight, I'm most proud to introduce myself as a trade unionist and a member of the new caucus of the Professional Staff Congress. The new caucus of the Professional Staff Congress is an insurgent rank-and-file movement that has recently won a tremendous victory in capturing the leadership of the Union of City University. And that's why you see us and will continue to see us pilloried in the newspapers. But we're a great union. We are here tonight because for the last 100 years, the struggles of black women and men in organized labor has been at the heart of the black liberation struggle and all progressive struggles. What do these workers struggle for? Black workers fight for more than wages and benefits. They fight for justice for all of us. For this reason, any strategy for labor, for black empowerment, and for progressive politics as a whole must be based on the black labor movement. So it is not surprising that black organized labor has been targeted for elimination through outsourcing, privatization, and union busting. The struggle of the Charleston Five is at the heart of any movement around class, race, and repression. I'd like to begin the program tonight by having some of our co-sponsors bring greetings to the Charleston Five. And we're going to begin with Carol Pittman, who is with Jobs with Justice.
I'm Carol Pittman. I'm the director of New York Jobs with Justice, and I am very glad to be here. And I want to... I'd like to thank the New York United BRC for giving us this opportunity to co-sponsor this event. We are very glad to be here. Jobs with Justice is a labor community coalition, and we bring labor and community together for the right to organize and for workplace justice. Earlier today, we co-sponsored with the Lafayette Avenue Presbyterian Church a lunchtime briefing with Bill and Ken for Brooklyn clergy and community leaders. And I have to say that although I knew about the Charleston Five before our briefing, I knew about it. I could kind of explain the case. We brought lots of people to our event. But there were a number of things that Bill and Ken said that were very instructive and that really brought it home to me. And I realized that actually the fight for the Charleston Five is the fight for the right to organize. Before this afternoon, I sort of knew what a right-to-work state was about. I knew that organizing in a right-to-work state, because I am around the trade union movement a lot, and this is something everybody here knows, that not being in a right-to-work state, that it's very hard to organize. But I didn't realize that the mere act of joining a union in a right-to-work state is viewed as an act of provocation by the powers that be, by the establishment, and is therefore a huge act of courage on the part of the worker to join a union. And that's not right. It shouldn't have to be that way. I also know that just the act of fighting for their union and getting out there and fighting for the right to organize, fighting for their union and fighting for the right to organize, was enough to bring down the wrath of the South Carolina racist establishment and to basically imprison them for now over 2 years. As a parent, is very close to my heart. These guys, the Charleston Five, are some mother's sons, they are fathers, they are husbands. And for over 2 years now, they have had these bracelets on where they can only go to work, to a union meeting, and then back home. And from 7 to 7, they are confined to their houses. 4 of them are fathers. And that's an awful lot of missed games, missed PTA meetings, missed contests and spelling bees, and just evenings spent with your kids, watching them grow up. 2 years is a long time in the life of children. I just want to say that you and I sitting here tonight know that this is not right. We know that we cannot let this stand, and that in defense of our own right to organize, that we have to stand with the Charleston Five. And I'd like to encourage you to be there for the Charleston Five and for the workplace struggles of other people. We will be working with the BRC and other organizations, the Solidarity Committee, to make sure that justice is done to the Charleston Five. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Our next speaker is Marty Goodman, who is an activist transit worker and an activist in the transit union, who will speak for the New York Charleston Five Committee.
Good evening.
Good evening, Marty.
And I'd like to welcome Ken Riley to wartime New York. And we're going to be changing the agenda on Mr. Giuliani and Mr. Bush. We're going to be going about the business of fighting for justice, and calls for unity just doesn't seem to ring true to a lot of workers like myself in New York City. I'm a transit worker in the Transport Workers Union, Local 100, subway and bus workers, and I know that we were under severe attack, like the brothers in Charleston are. Last contract time, December 1999, we had 2 unconstitutional injunctions on our head from the MTA and Mr. Giuliani, saying we couldn't even discuss striking or doing any job actions, and we were getting no support out there. And we understand very well what it is to be under attack by the state in a very real way, and in a way that we're going to remember. We sponsored an evening with Ken Riley speaking for the Charleston Five back in August. We had a wonderful presentation there. A lot of people were there. And this was sponsored by our New York City Charleston Five Defense Committee, which has been working now for several months on this case. And we want to urge you to get involved. And this is an ongoing struggle. You're going to hear much more about this tonight, of course. But there will be a day of action in November at the onset of the case, in which solidarity activists around the country, and indeed around the world will be participating, and we urge you to join in that fight. Got a meeting coming up Tuesday, October the 23rd at 6:30 p.m. That's Tuesday, October 23rd, if you want to get involved in this very important organizing for the Day of Action, which will be, if I didn't mention it, coordinated with the onset of the Charleston 5 case being heard in South Carolina. That's going to be at the SEIU office at 330 West 42nd Street, 330 West 42nd Street on the ninth floor. I just want to say that other events we've been involved in, a contingent at the Labor Day Parade on September 8th, which was endorsed by the New York City Central Labor Council. We also had the Central Labor Council sponsor buses on June 9th that went down to Columbia, South Carolina, in which we joined a wonderful labor and solidarity rally there in support of the Charleston Five and calling for freeing the Charleston Five. So in closing, I want you again to please get involved this international protest in November and please participate. Thank you.
Our next speaker, Amiri Baraka, needs no introduction. He is the poet laureate of our movement, and he is the founder of the Black Arts Movement and a stalwart, longtime struggle for Black liberation. Amiri.
You know, these times, we see in 10 months what this counterfeit president for this fake democracy
has brought us to.
And while we oppose terrorism, why? Because it drives the people to the right. It separates the people. It separates them from revolutionary pursuits. Now, Giuliani, they want to give him 3 months. I'd like to give him 3 months in a joint. And Bush now emerges, you know, someone who stole the election. A coup. And I would say, you know, that this began with the murder of Kennedy. That's what I think. You know, and whether the Watergate break-in, you know, the Contragate, that they have been planning this for a long time. On your net, get the